Sometimes people have a way of leaving an impression on you long after you have read their words. This happened for me by the words of Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. His words drove my way of thinking as we embark on a very new and very different religious education year here at Spiritus Christi. He said, "A mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions." In the gospel today, we hear about the importance of time and how we serve God in it. As we begin a new year for our religious education program, many things will look so much different than what we are used to. We as a team had to be open to creating a new and different learning experience for our children and families. We have decided on a hybrid learning plan, which includes some virtual learning, such as Zoom sessions, videos, and read-alouds, with a combination of socially distanced activities such as playground and prayer, hikes, and scavenger hunts, just to name a few. With all we have already been teaching our children in our program, we are also taking much-needed opportunities to incorporate what is happening around the world in our own community to use the application of Jesus' teachings to see what we can do as disciples here and now. We are like Oliver Wendell Jr. said, stretching the way we reach our children. This year, we'll take a look at what our world is giving us. Faced with the looming pandemic and needed social justice reform for people of color, we are on a very crucial journey of teaching our children change and how we can overcome and carry on with one another while we are continuing to grow and be disciples of Jesus. I think about the story of Jesus calling his disciples. How scary may have been for them all just to drop the life they had in an instant and trust their call to follow Jesus. Jesus simply said, "Follow me." And each one of them decided to take on that new life. I'm sure that they all knew that that life, as they knew it, would be so different and would never be the same. At times, I am sure they must have felt scared and uncertain, but they held on to Jesus and his message. Isn't that what we are trying to do today? Aren't we having to let go and trust that God is with us, right beside us? Sometimes it may feel that we are barely hanging on because it has been a year of much change and uncertainty. We may feel that we are at the end of our ropes because it's true. This is all extremely difficult. But guess what? God is at the end of that rope. God will not let us fall. We have to trust that God is right next to us, cheering us along as we keep fighting for social justice and as we help flatten the curve to do our part to help make our world a healthy place. God is at the end of our rope as we try to return back to some sort of normalcy for our children returning to school, whether it is in person or virtual. God is urging us to stay connected, stay the course, and keep the faith. As many of you might have heard by now, Supreme Court Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away Friday evening. With many of the obstacles she overcame and inspiration she leaves behind, she left us with these words. "So often in life, things that you regard as an impediment turn out to be great good fortune." God always has a bigger plan. God always has a way of shaping our lives for the better. Even if we feel we are not ready for change, God is always holding us. I remember sitting at a Sunday dinner with my husband's family, hearing his grandmother's account of being in her mid-20s during World War II. She said it seemed like the world froze in time when all the men went off to war. For her, the dark, frozen time in history changed at once when she, along with millions of women, went to work to keep the country running. For a few short years, housewives became engineers, mechanics, bankers, and more. I was in awe hearing her firsthand experience of watching a tragedy and sudden change in life make way for the world to see how much women need to be valued and seen as a necessity in the workforce. So perhaps that change for her was an impediment at first, but that Rosie the Riveter broke through and helped create a new way for women. Have you ever been scared when life suddenly took a turn you didn't know it was going to take? Have you ever experienced the feeling of your world around you taking a detour so fast that you thought, if I don't hold on now for the ride, I might be left behind? God is constantly opening our eyes to ways that we can free ourselves from the ordinary to thrive and be our best selves. For kids and teenagers, even trying something new can seem like a mountain to overcome at first. Years ago, I found so much joy in dance and participated in that growing up. I remember one particular year when I was about 14, my love for it just intensified. I had always learned and performed many styles of dance such as ballet, tap, jazz, lyrical, and point. But one year, I had a teacher that took me out of my comfort zone to open my eyes to a new style I am not sure I would have tried if not for him. I didn't want to do it at first, but this teacher had so much passion that it was infectious. This teacher was Garth Fagan, Rochester's very own and choreographer of the Lion King, Broadway musical, and many other beautiful dance pieces. His choreography and style of dance seemed so strange and foreign to me, but he explained what each movement meant and allowed us dancers to really feel it as we learned to move through it. I grew to really love this style and found a new part of myself in it. If I had not been open to this experience, I would have missed out on the way it touched my soul, opened my mind, and breathed new life and understanding into the culture, into this form of art I adored so much. This year alone has brought on so much change for our children. Life as they knew it completely came to a halt, and they had to adjust to a new way of living. They couldn't go to school, could not see most of their family and friends, could not participate in sports or extracurricular activities, and were thrown into a new way of learning through the infamous Zoom. With that came a lot of struggle, anxiety, and even loneliness for our children. But I noticed that with my own children and many others, that something truly beautiful emerged. Our own children and a lot of others rose up and took on this challenge with more enthusiasm and tolerance than I ever did myself as an adult. I have seen them show how resilient and strong they are. I think we as adults can learn a lot from that. This year has changed our lives. This is a fact. We have had to look outside the box in many new ways and find a new way of being. There are numerous avenues to take to learning and experience all life has to give. And being open to those changes and trusting that God will take care of us can only help. Being away from my spiritist children and families has not been easy. I have missed them, and I look forward to this new religious education year. Preparing for this new year has sparked new creativity, excitement, and a chance to really find new ways to stay connected to our families. Our new plan for religious education has not only given us the chance to teach our own children and teens in the Rochester area, but we are now able to extend our program to children outside the area, such as Virginia, California, New Jersey, and even Toronto. This may have never happened if we didn't have to change the program we were accustomed to doing. So it is true what the notorious RBG said. What could have been an impediment for us will be a great good fortune. Putting together such a good program is a lot of work, but this work is so important. God has provided us with amazing teachers in our church community so that our children can have meaningful connections. They are truly dedicated, creative, thoughtful, and driven. I am thrilled to start this new adventure, and I'm honored to take part in this new journey with our children and families this year. I hope you will join me this morning in holding our children, teens, and teachers and your hearts as we move ahead together.